AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Beirut, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas wants to make some changes to the ceasefire proposal with Israel.
We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
It's a sign of frustration after previous moments of optimism have been repeatedly dashed by the differences between the two sides over the deal. The ceasefire proposal has global support, but has not been fully embraced by Israel or Hamas. Inflation last month eased for a second straight month.
A hopeful sign that a pickup in prices that occurred early this year may have passed. The government says consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, the closely watched core index, rose 0.2% from April to May. That was down from 0.3% the previous month and was the smallest increase since October. Overall inflation also slowed last month, with consumer prices unchanged from April to May, in part because of sharp falls in the cost of gas, airfares, and new cars. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal Reserve officials are expected to announce later, with inflation sticking around at a level above their 2% target. They're downgrading their outlook for interest rate cuts. The LA Clippers say Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West has died. He was 86. West's silhouette is considered to be the basis for the NBA logo.
Never ceases to amaze me the places you can go in this world chasing a basketball.
Jerry West was a three-time Hall of Famer as a player, as an executive, and again as a member of the 1960 U.S. Olympic team.
The greatest thrill of in my life was to win a gold medal, not to win an NBA championship.
As a player, Jerry West, L.A. Lakers, won the NBA title in 1972. As a general manager, West had 8 championship teams with the Lakers. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are jumping on Wall Street amid a worldwide rally following a surprisingly encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The benchmark index is on track to add to the record high it set a day earlier. The Dow rose 196 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.8%. Treasury yields tumbled in the bond market after the government said inflation at the consumer level unexpectedly slowed last month. Markets rallied broadly after the data raised expectations for coming cuts to interest rates. More investors now expect the first cut to rates could come as soon as September. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Authorities in Athens announced the closure of the Acropolis for 5 hours due to heat wave temperatures that also shut down many schools. The high temperature in Athens today is expected to reach 102 Fahrenheit. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.